The top stories on ABC News. Parts of southeast Australia are warned to expect a heat wave this weekend, with temperatures forecast to rise in Victoria and Tasmania this afternoon. New South Wales will see highs of above 40 degrees, with a peak of 45 predicted for Penrith in Sydney's west. A total fire ban is in place for Victoria and Tasmania on Saturday. A state of emergency has been declared across four states in the US, with a huge winter storm killing at least 13 people and causing travel chaos. Much of the central and northern seaboard is being battered by heavy snow and high winds. Meteorologists are describing the storm as a bomb cyclone, which forms when there's a rapid drop in atmospheric pressure. The White House has again rejected explosive claims made in a new book about the Trump administration, saying that it's full of lies. Fire and Fury by author Michael Wolff claims the Trump campaign never expected to win the US election and quotes former advisor Steve Bannon calling Donald Trump Jr. treasonous. The president's lawyers are trying to block the release of that book. And Serena Williams has announced that she won't be defending her Australian Open title. The 23 times major winner gave birth to her first child last September and says she's not yet ready to compete. Williams made the decision after losing an exhibition match to French Open champion Yelena Ostapenko in Abu Dhabi last week.